Hello, everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Coffin and Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to talk to you today about becoming all that you were created to be. You know, I think a lot of times we look at our lives and we don't really stop to think, why am I here? And I think a lot of times we look at our lives and we say, well, I'm here to bring God glory. I'm here to give Him honor and praise. And I would say you're 100% right. But there's also other things within your life that God expects us to do and move out and do. You know, faith doesn't require just us worshiping God to have faith in a God that we can't see. Faith also is stretched within our lives to begin to push us to the limit of being all that we're created to be. You know, I remember one day asking the Lord exactly what it is in my life that I can do, you know, to be more pleasing to Him and to do what He wants me to do. And the first thing God began to show me was the fact that we were not only wonderfully and fearfully created, but we were made according to Jeremiah. We were put on the potter's wheel. We were clay in the master's hands, in the potter's hands, and He formulated us. He took the time. You know, the Bible gives a little details of how He took the time basically to create the mold of what we should be, the pot, so to say, the pottery, out of that clay, which means that God took His time. He didn't just zap us and all of a sudden we appear, but He took His time to begin to formulate us and begin to put us together and begin to individualize each one of us by pulling, you know, colors of skin tones and hair follicles and all these different things. Of even our smiles are different and our eye colors are different and our hands and our feet and every part of us are different. Why? Because He took His time to make sure that each individual person has their own special unique flavor, their own special unique look, their own special unique personality, character. You know, our vocal cords even vibrate a different sound from high pitches to low pitches within our voice when we speak. Why did He do that? Because God wanted us to begin to express, be the express image of a God in heaven here on earth by expressing God through our personality, by expressing God through our lifestyle. And yet you might say, well, what is my lifestyle? See, that's for you to begin to figure out. The Bible says that God will conceal a thing. Did you know God hides things from us? The Bible says that God will conceal a thing, but it is the honor, it is the privilege of a king to figure it out, which means to unveil it, to look for it, and to discover and to find it. You know, we hear of, I didn't find this treasure under a rock, or this person was found under a rock. You know, we make jokes about that. But yet, there are rich things when we begin to discover things. And we begin to lift up things and we begin to open up things and unlock things. There truly is treasure hidden, the Bible says, even within these earthen vessels. But imagine the treasure of life that's hidden beyond things that we're able to ask or think. Things that are hidden in places that God has hidden them from us. Not from us not to ever find, but hidden from us to discover. And the reason why, because God wants us to begin to discover who we are as individual people. Not just corporately, but also individual people. And knowing that we've got to discover who we are and know that power that works in us is there for a reason. You know, every detail about my life is there for me to begin to be all that I can be, which means all that I need to be, He has already instilled in me to already perform it, to demonstrate it, to be it, to make the money, to make the glory for Him, to bring people to a place of a higher level of thinking, a higher level of living, to employ people, you know, to make people happy, to make them joyful, to cause people to feel as if when they're around us that they are empowered more within their lives, and they feel a sense of peace, they feel a sense of joy and relaxation, and yet they sense a trusting factor with us. Why is all of that so important to us? Because we have been created in God's image and God's likeness. And if God so loved the world that He gave, that means that we are people of light. We are people that shares and shuns and shines forth light in dark places, which means you can do that through corporate living. You can do that through individual living. You can do it through, and what I mean by that is this, you can do it through a corporate avenue in your life of incorporating a lot of people around you to target people to maybe sell product, you know, maybe to be a speaker, maybe to be an actor, an actress, or a singer. And yet you can do it also individually, one-on-one. People do it every day in doctor's offices. People do it in every day with psychiatrists, psychologists, with calling up your neighbor, with having dinner with a friend. You know, you can individualize it by being here for one person person at a time. But either way, you've got to let your light so shine in the earth to discover your career, to discover the success that God wants you to walk in. Why? Because there's so much power in you and so much wonderful treasure in you that people need to know about. And when you hide, you know, the Bible talks about hiding your light under a bushel. That means hiding who you are, who God created you to be, hiding who you are under a bushel, under a plant, under a rock, under something that veils you from being all that you need to be for others to see. And that's why you should let your light so shine, because there's so much of God in you that wants to work in you and through you. And He doesn't bypass who you are. He doesn't bypass your personality. He doesn't bypass your laughter. He doesn't bypass the amazing color of your eyes. He doesn't bypass your smile. No, He utilizes all of that. He absorbs all of that. Why? Because He wants to shine forth and through all of those things. Everything that you are, God loves, and God wants to be able to shine through that. So is it important that you begin to discover the fact and the aspect that I'm called to a career? Absolutely. Is it important to know that if you have a voice, you need to make sure that you become everything you can to make that voice bless people, make people laugh, make people, you know, turn up the radio when they're driving down the street to crank up your song, you know, that you've sung? Yes. Is it important to know that if you're an actor playing in a TV show, a role of a movie or whatever, is it important to know so people can go watch you? Yes. Why? Because God has come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. You are called to be everything that you were created to do and be. And the more that you become more of the authentic, wonderful, amazing, transparent you, imagine how many people will be blessed because of your gifts, and blessed because of who you are, and blessed because you're finally going to the high places to be all that you can be. You're being the expressed image of God in the earth. And you might say to yourself, well, is the image of God really me being an actor? Is the image of God in me really wanting to sing? See, you can't picture, can you? You're like me at one point in my life. We can't picture God actually singing, can we? With a microphone in His hand. We can't picture Jesus actually starring in some drama role movie. We can't picture Jesus, you know, having a corporate industry, you know, where there's employees there. We can't picture Jesus selling lemonade on a lemonade stand as a child on the street, can we? We can't picture, you know, Jesus being owning His own business to maybe incorporate other people to work for them to sell furniture or whatever, can we? But guess what, folks? That's reality. Because Jesus, you know, if you think about it, God had told Paul, He said, be all things to all men that you might win some, which means you have to be all things to all people. He didn't say, here's what you're going to do. You're going to tell them Jesus only, and if people don't receive exactly the terminology that you use, then you know what? You need to walk away. No. He says, be all things to all people. Think of it this way, folks. Being all things. What does all things represent? It represents exactly what it says. All things. It doesn't say to be a good preacher or to make sure you give people the Romans road to salvation. No, it has nothing to do with that. It says to be all things. Be anything you need to be to everyone on earth. Why? So you can win them over. And it's so important to know that there's a big God that created. You know, here's the way I look at it that will help you out a lot when we get so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. And here's what God showed me a long time ago, is God created corporations. God created talents. God created gifts. Now, when we think of talents, guess what? We don't think of a man juggling, you know, balls in his hands, do we? In a talent show. No, we don't consider talents to be something where, you know, you can do gymnastics. We say, oh, you know, but talents of the Lord, or they're godly talents that are utilized in church. No, they're not, folks. Do we really think God is that small? And do we think God is that insignificant? Do we really think God is that shallow? Do we think God is so boxed in that the only thing He can do is just do religious things? Maybe through a couple of giftings that are operating in talents, operating in church? No. What God does is God created all this talent on earth. earth. God created singing, folks. God created acting. God created fashion. Did you know that? God created everything there is on earth. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and it goes on to say the world and everything in it. See, the problem with most of us is we don't read our Bible. We want Jesus to remain religious. We want Jesus to remain in the church, and we want him to begin to remain only saying King James Version type of terminology to us. That's not the God we serve. The God we serve is free from religiosity. He never has been in religiosity. He is an almighty, universal God who created all things for his glory and his pleasure. The Bible says all things were created by him and for him. It didn't say some things. It didn't say godly things. It said all things. All means all, folks. All things were created by him, and he didn't stop there. He goes on to say, and for me. And then he goes on to even say it further. He says, and without me there was nothing made that was made. Which means he is clarifying to you, just in case you're religious, you know, to break over that sacred cow, he is decreeing and declaring to you, I made all things. And by the way, I made them all for me. And by the way, let me say this again, and without me there's nothing that was ever made that could be made. So he's clarifying three times he made it very plain. Why did he do that? Because the Bible says God does things in excellent ways. Do you know what the word excellent in the Hebrew means? Literally, the word excellent in the Hebrew literally means threefold. That's a fact. That's why we have the way, truth, and life. We see him as Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We see, you know, outer court, inner court, Holy of Holies. I could go on and on and on. And yet, faith, hope, and love. Why? Because three represents the excellency of God. And yet, guess what he did in those three places? He finalized it with excellency. He began to let you know all things were made by me, number one. For me, number two. And without me, there was nothing made that was made, three. There's three ways. He's clarifying an excellent way to let you know all things are wrapped up and tied up in God. And that should bring you peace and pleasure to know and understand that when God puts a talent in you and a gifting in you, and you say, well, I can't use that talent in church, you know, sure you can, first of all. But second of all, it doesn't matter. Because a talent and a gift can represent and be anything and everything. Because guess what? If God's ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, what does that mean? It means that if his ways are higher than our ways, when you think, oh, this gift can only be used in church, because this gift can't be used in the world, then guess what you're doing? You're remembering your ways are smaller than his ways. His ways are much bigger. And God, every time God used Moses or Abraham or Jesus, imagine everybody God ever used. They end up leaving. They left their towns. They went to other towns. They went to places that were obscure. They went to big places, small places. Why? Because Jesus wants you out, folks. Jesus wants you out in the corridors. He wants you out there. God created you to enjoy this earth. He created you for the pleasure of traveling globally, folks. And that means you have the power in you to be a successful, dynamic, encouraging, exhorting, gifted, talented person that can be and do all things according to what he has purposed you to do. And no matter what that looks like, it doesn't matter. Guess what? You work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, which means you've got to be accountable for what you know that God has created you to be. However that architectural design is inside of your spirit of how that talent should show and shine through, guess what? It doesn't matter. It's none of my business or anyone else's business. It's your business, because God is the one that says, you work it out. You work out what I've given you through fear and trembling, because it's you that own the gift. No one else has that gift and will ever shine forth and use that gift in the radiance and the brilliance and the excellence the way you will, because it's individually fashioned and created just for you. So folks, you know what I've realized in my life is no matter what it is you were created to do and be in life, go for it. Go for it. You've got your Heavenly Father behind you. And you know what makes the earth so amazing to me? What makes the world so amazing to me is that I can turn on the radio and I hear music. I can turn on the TV and I see TV shows. I can go to the grocery store and I'm in a grocery store. I can see people in there who are shopping. And then you have the produce section of just fruits and vegetables. Guess what? Somebody pulled all of that. Somebody created the grocery store as far as coming up with the idea to have a place that houses food. Somebody grew those fruits. Then you go over to the cereal aisle and you see all these Fruit Loops and Cheerios and all these other ones. Guess what? Somebody created that idea of cereal in boxes. Then you go to your car. Somebody created the idea for your car. You go to the post office. Somebody created the idea to have a post office that mail can go back and forth. You can look at Wells Fargo. Study history. You can go on and on and on, folks. Everything that you're involved with, guess what? Somebody created. Somebody made out of the imagination, the image. I made into the image and likeness of God. I made into the imagination of God, which means God thought of us through His imagination, which means, guess what? There's an imagination in you that God has given you to create something out of nothing. Folks, this is your day to be everything and anything you were created and called to do and be. Don't be afraid. The Lord your God is with you, who stands before you, who goes behind you, who leads you, who will protect you. It is your time to arise. Don't let life pass you by. One of the main things I can say from my own personal experience is I can look and I can say, I finally did it. I made a leap of faith. I took a leap of faith to be a business owner. I took a leap of faith to do this and do that. And guess what? You might not be called to be a business owner, but whatever it is you were called and created to do for His pleasure, guess what? You've got to jumpstart that. You've got to initiate that and be a trailblazer. You never want to look back at your life and say, I never did this or that. Guess what? Time is going to fly by very quickly, and you don't have time to lose. You've got to be all that you were created to be today, folks. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. You were created to be successful. You were created to be everything that God wants you to be. And you might say, well, what about winning the lost? What about ministering to people? Well, guess what? When you're in the ultimate highest place that you were created to do and be, imagine then how many people you will affect in your life. Imagine the people you will affect by you going to the high place. That's why the Bible says, reach towards press towards the high call, press towards the mark of in Christ Jesus. Why? Because the more that you press towards the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus, you're pressing towards the fullness of who you were created to be on earth. And the more that you accelerate into the true vision, destiny, talent, gifting, and purpose you were created to do and be, imagine the people you will affect. So you don't have to worry about touching souls or anything. You focus on being who you were created to be, and God will put you on a platform that was created just for you to begin to utilize it and hit and target so many people. And you might can touch one life now, but guess what? God might want you to touch thousands of lives in one split meeting. Or maybe God wants you to touch thousands of lives by hiring all these people in your corporation you were created to own. But you couldn't do that and affect them if you focused so much on the religious aspect of it and not focused on who you're called and created to be in life. Folks, you never know. The higher you go in the purpose and will of God for your own life, the higher God will elevate other people around you for you to touch, influential people that most people couldn't even touch. You don't have an idea or a clue how God can use you and set you up as a blessing to so many people on earth. So today, go forth in joy. Move out in victory. Move out in faith, and you know that dream in you is dying to be made whole and alive in your life. Go for it. Dive into your dream and create your reality according to what God wants for you, and reach towards the high call. You deserve it. You deserve it. You owe it to yourself to reach towards the high call and be all that you were created to be today. Hey folks, by the way, thank you again for always listening and tuning into our broadcast. And I also want to share this with you as well. I want you to go to my personal website. Many of you might not even be aware that I have a personal website besides identitynetwork.net. My personal website is nowisyourmoment.com. nowisyourmoment.com. When you go to nowisyourmoment.com, scroll down to the very bottom. Very important that you do this. Scroll down to the very bottom, and when you do, you will see a sign up place. Just enter your email. That's all it takes, folks. Just put your email in, and what that guarantees you is not a lot of emails at all. In fact, you will get one email a day. You'll get one email a day, never an advertisement, never anything else. You'll get one email a day, and check this out. That email will give you a daily prophetic word every single day. So imagine waking up and thinking, I wonder what my day is going to be like. You open up that one email and it's going to be one or two sentences long. That's it. That's all you're going to get in the email. And it's going to tell you something that God has prophetically told me to tell you about that day or that season or that month. And already we have people telling us, I woke up to my daily prophetic word and I'm loving it. I'm thrilled to see what God is doing and saying. Plus, you can also go on the website and you can request a prophetic word on MP3 where I can speak to you. So either way, definitely sign up today on nowisyourmoment.com to where you get that one email a day that's just simply that prophetic word of the Lord that you need for your encouragement, and you need that for God to show you and tell you how to make it through that day today. All right? Hey, God bless you. Have an amazing day. Until our next broadcast, go and have an amazing day and create what it is that God wants you to create.